The story with the highest comment count in the platform space today, 826 comments on the GitHub issue thread alone, is Knitter and Xcancel receiving cease and desist notices from X Corporation for context. Knitter is an open-source Twitter front-end that strips tracking and allows users to read tweets without an account. Xcancel is a related service that provides tweet previews in contexts where embedding is blocked.
X Corp's legal argument, as best as can be determined from the GitHub thread, centers on terms of service violations and potentially trademark claims. The platform has been systematically removing third-party access to Twitter's data since Musk's acquisition. The API pricing changes that killed many third-party clients were the opening move, and this looks like the next chapter.
The open web implications here go beyond any sympathy or antipathy toward Twitter specifically. Knitter exists because people wanted a way to access public information posted to a public platform without being subjected to the platform's surveillance and engagement mechanics. The question of whether public data posted to a private platform can be represented by third parties without permission is genuinely unresolved as a legal matter in most jurisdictions.
And this connects to a broader pattern in platform governance that I've been watching. When platforms close their APIs and pursue legal action against scrapers and alternative frontends, they're effectively asserting that public information is proprietary infrastructure. That argument has had mixed success in courts. There's a line of cases around scraping that goes back years, and the results have been inconsistent.
The HN thread had people flagging the HiQ versus LinkedIn precedent, where a court initially sided with HiQ's right to scrape public LinkedIn data. That case has had subsequent reversals and is still working through appeals. The legal landscape genuinely is uncertain, which is why X Corp's C&D strategy might be more about making operation expensive and risky than about winning a clear legal argument.
The Xcancel situation is particularly interesting because it's a service that provides tweet previews, essentially showing a small amount of content that users link to. That starts to look more like fair use territory than wholesale scraping, and several commenters with legal backgrounds noted that the C&D might be on weaker ground there.
The Australian social media ban data is related, though from a different angle. The ban on social media for under 16s in Australia went into effect, and data is showing that usage among that age group actually increased after the ban. This isn't entirely surprising to anyone who studied prohibition dynamics. Banning something highly desired by teenagers while providing no alternatives tends to drive the behavior underground rather than eliminating it.
The policy implication is important. If the goal of the ban was to reduce screen time or protect young people from harmful content, the data suggests the mechanism doesn't work. If the goal was political signaling, demonstrating that the government takes online safety seriously, then it succeeded on its own terms regardless of outcomes. Distinguishing between those two goals is essential for evaluating the policy honestly.
Before we move on, there's a physics story that's been generating real discussion, not just HN curiosity, but substantive scientific debate. A new RZiv preprint argues that black hole singularities are surfaces rather than points. The mathematical argument uses a modified treatment of the Penrose-Hawking singularity theorems and suggests that the singularity at the center of a Kerr black hole, a rotating black hole, is better described as a two-dimensional surface.
This is theoretical physics at a level where I'll defer to Sarah's ability to parse the implications more than my own, but what struck me from the HN comments is that several physicists engaged with the paper seriously, which is a signal. A lot of speculative physics papers get politely ignored by working physicists. This one drew technical critique, which is the more productive response.
The significance, if the result holds up, is in how we think about the information paradox and what happens to matter that falls into a black hole. A point singularity implies a kind of ultimate destruction of information that causes theoretical problems. A surface singularity has different mathematical properties that might be more compatible with holographic interpretations of quantum gravity. The paper will need substantial peer scrutiny, but the HN physics commenters found the mathematics at least coherent on first read, which is more than you can say for most contrarian cosmology papers.